Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 830 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Dan, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So if you're looking to add any employees to your business, whether you are a solopreneur looking to have your first set of people work for you, or maybe you're a big company, it doesn't really matter. You know, finding new people can be very, very difficult. But ZipRecruiter makes it really easy because instead of putting a job description out on all those different job sites, and there's hundreds of them, you can just do it in one spot, ziprecruiter.com/pat, and they will find the best candidates for you. They'll put all those job descriptions out on all those different websites with just a single click from your side. And they'll also screen candidates for you. No more messy emails and back and forths or phone calls to the office. They'll do all that work for you. So if you want to check them out, you can use them for free. All you have to do is go to ziprecruiter.com/pat. That's it. All right. Here's today's question from Dan.
Hello, Pat. My name is Dan Vega, and I am a software engineer out of Cleveland, Ohio, and I run the website www.therealdanvega.com, and it's really just a personal website with a blog where I write about my findings as a daily programmer and really just try to answer questions from different readers or students. So over the last year, I've branched out a little bit more, and I've been creating a lot more YouTube videos. I actually launched two courses that have to do with teaching people how to program in specific languages. And my question is this: when I come up with a new idea for a tutorial, where should I start, and can I use that same tutorial across different mediums? So if I come up with a student asks me a question, should I first start with, say, a YouTube video, and then, you know, a couple days later or a week later, post that YouTube video on my blog with some type of text or try to change it up a little? I'm just trying to make the most out of the content that I'm creating and both get traffic to my website and grow my YouTube channel. So I just love to hear your thoughts on that. And I just want to thank you for everything you do. Keep up the great work. I love tuning in, and you've been a real big help to me. So thank you. Have a good one.
Hey, Dan, thank you so much for the question. Congrats on all that you're working on. It sounds really cool. And yeah, I think you have a great strategy sort of lined out. So for your particular brand, I believe starting on YouTube, since that's your primary home and where you want to start, that's what I would do. And actually, I like the idea of putting it out on YouTube first before you put it on the blog. That'll encourage people to want to get it quicker by subscribing to your channel. And so when you post on your blog, and yes, I would absolutely recommend doing that that way. There's some cross promotion between your website and your YouTube channel that obviously Google owns YouTube and the Google search engine as well. So they'll cross promote and help each other. They'll increase in the rankings in both of those places. And it's just more valuable. And it's really cool because when you promote and push that blog post out on your website, you can say, hey, well, this actually came out a week ago on my YouTube channel. If you want to get these tutorials and any new ones that come out in the future, subscribe to my YouTube channel by clicking here. And on your YouTube channel, obviously, you can say things like, oh, come back to the website and you'll see the rest of the tutorials plus other things that go along with them too. And related to that, in each of those blog posts, you can even further the opportunity that people would enjoy it and actually take use of it by offering potentially some lead magnets or downloads. So perhaps you teach something and then you offer a PDF checklist that just walks through the steps for that particular tutorial. You can offer that on your website and then you can have people subscribe to get access to that. Or maybe it's something you give access to people who are just on your email list. That way people who are watching the videos as they come out on YouTube, they're just going to come and be a subscriber right away. So there's a lot of different ways to go about it, but I like the idea of repurposing it. You could even take the transcription from YouTube using a service like Rev. What's really cool about Rev, that's rev.com, you can actually connect your YouTube channel to Rev so that it actually automatically transcribes all of your videos as they come out. Now, they do cost $1 per minute, so I don't know how long your videos are, if that's something in your budget, but you can do some really cool things with that text that comes from your videos too. You can, first of all, include that as subtitles, which will help with search engine optimization as well for each of those videos. You can also make it a transcript that people can download, or you can copy and paste that transcript on your website too if people want to capture the exact wording of each of those tutorials that you come out with. I've had many, many great successes with tutorials on YouTube by posting them on YouTube and having them on a website too. You can check my examples out at podcastingtutorial.com and also howtostartanemaillist.com. You'll see how I kind of created landing pages for those specific things because those tutorials include more than one video. So you can do that as well, Dan. So perhaps saving your YouTube videos for one giant sort of meaty epic resource on your website and then have that cross promote like I mentioned earlier could be the case. So again, howtostartanemaillist.com and also podcastingtutorial.com, and hopefully that gives you some ideas, Dan. So I want to wish you all the best. Thank you so much for the question, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. I hope you are off to a great start of the week. Again, if you want to check me out live every Friday, you can. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/smartpassiveincome and you'll see every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, I'll be answering questions live there as well, just like this. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by R.I. Fitzhenry. Uncertainty and mystery are the energies of life. Don't let them scare you unduly, for they keep boredom at bay and spark creativity. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye, everybody. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.